The law of probability dictates that with three older sisters, a girl shall inherit at least one pair of cute shorts that actually fit. Agreed? Bzz, thank you for playing. Please try again. If these things could talk, they'd be all, "Hi, we're Autocelli's old cutoffs." And I'd go, "Congrats on fulfilling your destiny because you totally cut off circulation to the vital female organs. High fives." Actually, they were so tied up in there that if they could talk, it would sound more like, "What?" Exactly. Ready to do this? I killed the engine and smiled at Boppy across the front seat. He didn't say one way or the other, just squinted as I leaned over to do my lip gloss in the rear view.
"You look old, mi querida."
Says the guy who microwaves his socks?
"They were cold,"
he shrugged. Seriously, like I was the crazy one in this operation. Lucky you didn't start a fire. I hopped out of the truck and hooked the leash on Pancake, our golden retriever, who was suddenly doing this shake, rattle, and roll dance with his dog booty. Pretty adorable. I de-wedged my sister's ex-denim and turned back to Poppy. Ever hear of dressing the part? If they take us seriously, maybe we won't get screwed. He appraised Araceli's shorts and the strategically ripped Van Halen tee I'd pilfered from Lourdes' castaways.
"Jude Catherine Hernandez. I'd like to see anyone ride a motorcycle in that outfit."
I stifled an eye roll. Viejito hadn't ridden a bike in 30 years. I, on the other hand, was totally up on this stuff. I'd bookmarked practically every Sturgis video diary ever posted, and thanks to a few Red Bull and Oreo-fueled YouTube all-nighters, I was approaching expert status in the vast and shadowy realm of motorcycle culture. Leather, chains, and flagrant bralessness? Bring it. Poppy squinted at me again.
"You look like..."
"Your favorite daughter? Tell me about it." I slipped an arm around his waist. Aside from my unequivocally pro-undergarment stance, I felt at least 87% biker babe legit as I navigated Fifth Street, shoulders tucked neatly under the arm of a man old enough to be my father. Okay, in all fairness, he was my father, but still. Manufactured authenticity? Phrase of the day, people.
"Dutchess Custom Cycles."
Poppy read the sign just as I caught our mismatched reflection in the glass. He'd insisted on wearing an insulated flannel shirt and his complimentary "Thanks for subscribing to the Western Channel, partner" cowboy hat, despite the fact that it was 500 degrees outside, and I would have gotten more coverage from a skein of yarn and some duct tape. Sweet Jeremiah Johnson, what a pair. Poppy opened the door, and I hobbled in with Pancake, still trying to coax out those unforgiving shorts. People probably thought I had some kind of medical issue, which was ironic considering the whole reason I'd gotten myself into this rollicking High Plains adventure in the first place. Despite its royal moniker, Dutchess met my research-supported expectations. Dusty, grimy, wallpapered with scantily clad women draped over motorcycles. I so blended in. But once the door shut behind us, my nose was assaulted by the tang of motor oil and sweat. And my mind flashed through all the things I should have been doing the summer after graduation. Dorm supply shopping. Summer theater at Upstart Crow. Sipping frozen Java potions at Witch's Brew and flirting with the East Coast kayakers who flooded Black Feather, Colorado every June. Poppy's warm hand on my shoulder tugged me back to reality. We'd reached the service counter. A glass door behind it offered a view of the garage, a wide concrete space scattered with bike parts and rags and grease-smudged mechanics. The guy who emerged through the door had a small mouth hidden behind a dried blonde shrub of a goatee that made me think of the tumbleweeds that cruised Old Town all summer. He wiped his hands on a dingy cloth as he greeted us, eyes lingering judgmentally on my shirt. Geez, I guess Pancake was just being nice when he gave my outfit the patented 3-bark approval this morning. We need some info on restoring a vintage panhead, I said, and a mechanic who can work at our place. Blackfeather Harley thought you could give my dad a better deal. The guy's smile warmed when I said dad, and I relaxed, but only a little, since my shorts were still trying to ride off into the sunset via Butt Cheek Pass, and it was a challenge to stand still.
We can sure try, darling.
He spoke around a gnawed-up toothpick that had probably been in his mouth since the 70s.
Name's Duke. What you got?
61 Duo Glide. Butter in Buenos Aires from the original owner in 78.
Bobby rattled off the specs, right down to the odometer reading and the customizations he'd done before he biked through the homeland when he was 17. The story was a sock rocker for sure. I hadn't even heard it all yet, and Duke's face lit up at the telling. Adventurous, daring, totally badass. This was the Bear Hernandez everyone knew and loved, not the guy cooking his socks or forgetting the way home from work. Papi's eyes shone as he spoke, and my heart thumped hard behind Eddie Van Halen's face. The old man was still in there somewhere. I knew it. The bike would bring him back. We just had to get her running again. A few replacement parts, paint job, good as new.